As usual tonight, I've been doing a lot of complaining, a lot of criticizing, and people seem to like that. I thought maybe by now, you might be ready to hear about something I like. Would you want me to tell you about something I really, really like? Huh? Fatal disasters. Big fatal disasters with lots of dead people. Because I kind of like it when a lot of people die. Some people like macrame, some people like doing the mambo. Me, I like a nice train wreck. Fire in a paint factory, you know? Ship going down, plane blowing up, 500 guys trapped in a mine with no air, no water, and one little box of Junior Mints. I like that. It's exciting. To me, anything that kills a lot of people is exciting. You know the best thing I can hear on television? We interrupt this program. You know the worst thing I can hear? No one was hurt. Ah, shit, no one was hurt. I get depressed, you know? Because I'm always rooting for a really high death toll. That's why I like the natural disasters, the big natural disasters that no one can control. Tornado, hurricane, earthquake. Tornadoes are great because there's hardly any warning, you know? So you can get in there and fucking nail some people in their sleep. Another nice thing about a tornado, no one can find their cat. Which I think is fucking interesting. Then you got a hurricane. Hurricane is completely different because there's a lot of warning. So unfortunately, you don't get the really nice high fatality numbers. But on the bright side, it lasts a longer time and you do get widespread property damage, which is always a good thing. Another nice thing about a hurricane, sometimes it'll change direction, you know? They come in, they hit one city, boom, hit a fucking city. Then they lose strength and you get discouraged. So they go back out over the ocean, pick up strength, they come back, boom, nail another fucking city. So it's kind of like two for the price of one. Weather-wise, it's a good value. Now, earthquakes. You would think with an earthquake, here is a golden opportunity to put up some really big numbers. Fatality-wise, property-wise, it seems like it's a win-win situation all the way around. Trouble with these earthquakes is they never seem to hit downtown in a big city. And they're awfully weak. Have you noticed how weak these earthquakes in America, out in California, these people, they get an 8.5, a 9.7. You know, it's pussy stuff. You know what they need in California? A nice big fucking 29. Yeah, boom, big powerful fucking 29 there. Big city downtown rush hour. 10 years of aftershocks. Aftershocks averaging 18.6. No, 23.5. Give these laid back assholes something to talk about on the beach while they're waiting for the Red Cross to come and pick them up. I like all that shit. Tidal wave, volcano, monsoon, forest fire, avalanche, a famine, huh? Come on, you can't beat a fucking famine. First of all, with a famine, you get to see Sally Struthers on television a whole lot more. But the best thing about a famine is it lasts a long time, sometimes more than one generation. So you could wind up with a couple of million dead motherfuckers, you know? To me, you can never have too many dead people. That's why, you know what my favorite disaster would be? And Jesus, I pray for one of these. An asteroid. A big fucking asteroid. And I mean big, never mind this shit that destroyed the barn. I'm talking about a big hunk of rock the size of Minnesota. A flaming asteroid the size of Minnesota screaming through the atmosphere and smashing right into, boom. Hey, Minnesota, huh? What the fuck, you can never have too many dead people. And I don't care who gets killed, I don't care who it is. As long as it's not me, or someone close to me. Although to tell you the truth, if it's a nice big disaster, something good, the people close to me are on their own. Fuck them, it's not my responsibility. And I know what you're thinking, you're saying, well, that's all very cute and clever, George, but you'd feel a whole lot different if one of your loved ones ever got killed. And I think, no, I wouldn't. Not really, maybe it'd be a little less fun than usual, but as long as a lot of other people died, I'd be fine. I'd get over it, because I really like big disasters. And I'm always hoping things get worse, you know? I'm always hoping, no matter what the original problem is, it leads to bigger and bigger complications that get completely out of control. Like if a downtown water main breaks in a big western city and it floods out an electrical substation, causing a power failure that knocks out all the traffic lights, creates a citywide traffic jam, and emergency vehicles can't get through, you know? And at the same time, one of those month-long global warming heat waves comes along, but there's no air conditioning and no water for sanitation, so cholera, dysentery, smallpox and typhoid fever break out, and thousands of people get infected and start dying in the streets. But before they die, parasites eat their brains. And so they storm the hospitals looking for treatment, and the hospitals can't handle all the emergencies. So the infected people start strangling the doctors and stripping off their clothing and lighting it on fire in a big pile in front of the hospital. And the flames drive them even crazier, so they start stabbing social workers and garbage men. And then they light the buildings on fire, and a huge wind comes along, and the entire city begins to burn. And then the people who aren't infected yet, the well people, they get pissed off, and they start beheading and burning at the stake all of the sick people, and breaking into their homes and trying on their underwear. Then everybody takes LSD and gets drunk, smokes PCP and crack, and they go completely out of their fucking minds, and they start defecating in the public library. And they march on City Hall and start butt-fucking each other in front of the statue of Samuel Gompers. And at this point, it appears that pretty soon things are going to get out of control. So everybody panics and tries to leave the city at the same time, and they trample each other to death on the highway by the thousands, and their corpses are eaten by wild dogs. And the wild dogs chase the rest of the people down the highway, and they pick off the slow ones and the old ones one by one because they're in the fucking fast lane. And the people, the lucky ones who managed to get all the way out of town, realize when they get there that big sparks from the city have lit the suburbs on fire, and the suburbs burn out of control, and thousands of identical homes have identical fires with identical smoke, killing all the soccer moms and guys named Todd. And the suburbs light the farmlands on fire, and the farms burn intensely at 400 degrees, creating millions of baked potatoes. And as the farms burn, the farmhouses and the barns begin to explode from all the hidden methamphetamine labs inside them. And the meth chemicals run down the hill into the streams and rivers where the wild animals drink the water and get completely geeked on speed. And as a result, bears and wolves, amped on crank, start roaming around the countryside looking for people to eat, even though they're not really hungry. And the fire spreads to the forest, and the forests burn intensely. And hundreds of trolls and elves and fairies come running out of the woods, screaming, "Bambi is dead! Bambi is dead!" And he is, finally the fucking fruity little Bambi is dead. And now hundreds of regional fires come together into one huge interstate firestorm, and all 12 of the western United States are burning out of control, except Utah, where the Mormons don't allow fire. And as the firestorm reaches the Midwest, fierce 200-mile-an-hour winds push it across the Great Plains, toasting the wheat, cooking the cattle, and producing a strange hamburger smell. And now the fires leap the Mississippi and race through the South, destroying trailer parks and killing millions of inbred people. And finally, now the fires turn northeast and head for Washington, D.C., where George Bush can't decide if it's an emergency or not. So the fire goes to Philadelphia, but it's a weekend and Philadelphia is closed. So it goes to New York City, and the people in New York tell the fire to go fuck itself. And they do. So instead, the fire completely burns down Connecticut and Long Island, killing all the rich white assholes and destroying their evil faggoty golf courses. And while all this is going on, Canada burns to the ground, but nobody notices it. And finally, the entire North American continent is on fire, producing a huge thermal updraft and creating an incendiary cyclonic macro system, a hemispheric megastorm that breaks down the molecular structure of the atmosphere and changes the laws of nature. Fire and water combine, burning clouds of flaming rain fall upwards, gamma rays and solar winds ignite the ionosphere, creating enormous clouds of ionized plasma, lightning bolts 10 million miles long start shooting out of the North Pole, and the moon explodes, and outer space begins to vibrate and twist, and suddenly, the entire fabric of space-time splits in two. A huge crack in the universe opens, and all the dead people from the past begin falling through. Babe Ruth, Tiny Tim, Groucho Marx, Davy Crockett, Hitler, Alan Ludden, Janis Joplin, your Uncle Dave, my Uncle Dave, everybody's Uncle Dave. An endless stream of dead Uncle Daves falling through the crack, and all the Uncle Daves gather around a huge heavenly kitchen table and light up cigarettes and start talking. They talk about how they never got a break, how their parents didn't love them, how they just missed out on a big job, how ungrateful their children were, and how the government screwed them out of money. They say the Jews own everything and the blacks get special treatment, and all of the hatred and bitterness drips out of them, a big pool of liquid hate, and the pool begins to spin. The hate pool spins round and round, faster and faster, and it begins to expand at a rapid rate, bigger and bigger, until the pool of hate is bigger than the original universe, and suddenly it explodes into millions of tiny stars, and each star has a million planets, and each planet has a million Uncle Daves, and all the Uncle Daves have good jobs, perfect eyesight, and brand new underwear. They all have shoes that fit perfectly, good medical plans, they all like their neighbors, and their favorite teams win the World Series every year, and none of them has a hacking cough. And each week, without fail, every one of the Uncle Daves wins the lottery. Every week, forever and ever, until the end of time, Uncle Dave has a winning ticket. And Uncle Dave is finally happy. Now do you see why I like it when a lot of people die?
There you go.
All righty. I'll see you later. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Have fun, take care, be cool, win money. Thank you.